Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
I thought of myself yesterday afternoon. I guess it was yesterday. Day Saturday, isn't it? So Friday. I was out there on top of a, I'm building a tractor shed. And we had a bunch of 30-foot, 2x4, full 2x4, 14-gauge C-purlings up on top of it. I went out there yesterday afternoon at 5 o'clock, and I started placing, I marked off where they're supposed to go, and I went up there, and I'm up on ladders and everything else, and I got a truck out there where I can get on it, and I'm leaning, at times the truck would be 4 foot away from the where the, one of those uprights were, and I'd be on the top of that and have my feet over there on the edge of the truck, and I'd reach over 4 foot and grab it, and then I'd lean my arm over, and I'm stretched out at a 60-degree angle, and I'm welding. Holding on one hand, holding on my toes over here, over open air, and I'm welding. I get through, and I take that, raise my hood up, and I push myself back across that 4 foot, and I come around the other side and do the same thing. And I thought, wow, for a 66-year-old guy, this ain't bad. You know it? This ain't bad. Gonna be 67 very shortly. I thought, but you know, that's another key of the kingdom. I learned the key to the kingdom in Psalm 103, verse 5. And He renews my youth daily like the eagles. If He renews my youth daily like the eagles, I'm not going to be like the guy I walked up Thursday when I went over to get some electrical parts. I went in the electric supply house, and I'm getting these electrical parts, and all of a sudden I heard a guy say, Thurman Scribner. I turned around, I said, hey, brother, praise God, how you doing? He said, I'm doing good. But, he said, and he reached up and patted himself. His belly's about this big. He reached up and patted himself. He said, I'm just getting old and fat. I said, you're getting old and fat? I said, how old are you? Oh, he said, I'm old. How old are you? He said, I'm 46. He's seeing himself old and fat at 46. I told him, I said, you know, you need to get in church. He said, my wife goes to church. I said, does she tithe? He said, oh, yeah, she likes to give. I said, I'm going to tell you the only reason you're blessed is because you got a woman. I said, you better go home and tell that woman tonight how much you love her. I said, because she's the only thing that's keeping you going. I said, you're a lazy, worthless critter, and you need to get in church. Isn't that amazing? 46 years old, sees himself as old and fat. Well, I'm 66, nearly 67, and I see myself as young and slim. What can I do? Jesus said, to them that believe, all things are possible to them that believe. I mean, I've seen guys that wouldn't even think about getting up there where I was yesterday, stretched out across there with a welding helmet on and a striking arc and welding those beams. We was talking the other day about Wendy, and some of the girls and the guys were talking about things out the ministry center. And I said, you know what's wrong with y'all? I said, y'all are a bunch of wimps. I said, y'all need to start believing God. She said, Pastor Thurman, we'll just stay wimps. I said, okay. She's a precious little lady. But, you know, you got to see yourself as you can do these things. Nothing is impossible with you as a son or a daughter of the King. Is it? No. When you get these keys to the kingdom, it'll change your life. Will it? Yes. The keys of the kingdom. When you learn. I mean, I see men all the time. Go to church? My wife goes to church. I mean, I once in a while I go just to please her. Boy, you don't have a clue what's going on. Oh, yeah, Thurman. I mean, I work, you know. I mean, I got more important things to do than go to church. And then when he's 40 years old or 50 years old and he's laying at home with terminal cancer and he's dying. Oh, that guy Thurman Scribner. He used to pray for the sick and they got healed. Somebody go get him. Now then, the one that spent the time in the Word, they're looking for you now. They want you now. And God is merciful and He heals them a lot of times. It's wonderful how merciful God is when we're not that way. You know, when we go out, if He wasn't so merciful, forget it. You know, people come here once in a while to a healing school and want me to pray for them. And I say, well, wait till the service is over. Well, I can't stay. I got to go. I mean, are you going to stay for the first time? Well, no, I really need to just get you to pray for me. I need to go. Are you in church anywhere? Well, no, I don't have time to go to church. Oh, you don't tithe? No. I said, you know, you're going to have to seek God and put Him first or you ain't never going to get well. You know, I mean, I can pray for you and Jesus will heal you, but you can't stay that way. You'll get sick again. You know, the only way you can stay well is if you realize that healing was given to you on the cross by Jesus, and then you're going to have to learn the Word because you're going to have to take the Word to punch the devil out or you're going to be sick all of your life. But when you get a hold of it, it is a war going on. When He said, I give you the keys of the kingdom, let me tell you, when you reach out to get one of them keys, it's not that easy to reach over and just pick it up. That devil's going to do everything he can to keep that key just as far from you as he can. He's going to put everything in your path. He knows what your weakness is. And if it's a football game on Saturday afternoon, then instead of reaching out and getting that key, he's going to say, but just think, your favorite team's playing right down here in Dallas today. You better go see. Remember, they only do this once a year. Your favorite team. But next week, it'll be your favorite team again, see. He'll do everything he can to keep you out of the kingdom of God. He's really good at what he does. Really good. He is the great deceiver. But Jesus went up preaching the gospel or the good news of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. How many? Everyone. You think it's God's will to heal you? Of course. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. That's the way we are today in the church. We don't have very many shepherds. Unfortunately, today that's teaching the keys of the kingdom or the gospel of the kingdom. Just like we had a man here from the Church of Christ the other day. He said, I got a hold of your teaching and I went to my church. And I told him, I said, right here is written in James 5:14 and 15 that if I'll ask you guys to anoint me with oil and pray the prayer of faith for me, God will heal me. He said, it's a guarantee. And he said, well, they said, okay. So they anointed me with oil and prayed the prayer of faith. And then they assured me that the best thing for me to do was get to the doctor as quick as I could. Who heard that testimony? Anybody here today heard that testimony? You heard it, didn't you? Cheryl heard it. But he said, in God's infinite mercy, since I went and asked you, he healed me anyway before I got to the doctor. Didn't he, Sherry? He said, God healed me. So whose faith was it that got him healed? His own. It certainly wasn't the pastor in that bunch that prayed for him down at that church. Because they prayed for him and told him, whatever you do with what you got, get down to that doctor as quick as you can. Do you think they believed God? No. But did he? Yes, he did. And God was merciful to him with a little bit of faith that he had. He believed, and the Lord healed him. And whatever he had, he came up here and gave us a testimony and said it was gone. When they went to do the test, it was completely gone. Wow. Just think what God would do for us if we really prayed in faith. He would just do awesome things. But it says, look at verse 37 in Matthew 9. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Why are they so few? Because he tells you what to do. Pray you, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labors into his harvest. If we don't pray, I pray that so often. Lord, send the proper labors into your harvest to bring people in to get them saved, healed, and delivered. Because guess what? He has limited himself on this earth to what you and I pray. If we don't pray the prayer of faith for people, it doesn't happen. If we don't kick out devils in their lives, it doesn't happen. Little Caleb that day, a little 9-month-old baby, did you know he could have still had that tormenting spirit? He must be 4 years old, 5 years, no, oh gosh, older than that now. He must be six. But he could have still had that tormenting spirit all of these years. But when he was 9 months old, when I knew this is not normal for a little child to scream and kick all day and not eat, not sleep. So I just said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, what's wrong with Caleb?" And immediately I heard, "Tormenting spirit. Tormenting spirit." How much power and authority do we as Christians have over the tormenting spirits? So don't you think it's time we drive them out? Yes. We drive them out. And so when we drive them out, you do something in faith. This is one of the keys of the kingdom that God has given you, to drive out evil spirits. Think about this key. This key in the kingdom in Mark 16:17. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils." Why does the church not believe that promise? We got to have blinders or something on, don't we? Jesus is the one told us to do these things. And we don't believe it. Look at Matthew 24:13. Matthew 24:13. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now that's scary. Endure to the end. I mean, Lord, that don't mean I can come down and make you Savior of my life, and then I can come to church for 3 months, and then I can go back out there in the world, and I can live and drink and smoke and cuss and live with somebody out of wedlock and all those things because you're gracious and merciful and you're not going to do anything to me. Am I going to get to go to heaven if I do all that stuff? You know what the Lord says? No. He says, the ones that are drunkards, the ones that are revelers, those that are adulterers and fornicators and unclean and all this, I tell you, as I've told you before, these people that do these things shall not inherit the kingdom. That's scary, isn't it? So guess what? I want to be one of those that is out here doing what he says I'm supposed to be doing as a kingdom child. I want to be winning souls. I want to be kicking out devils. I want to be healing the sick. I want to be cleansing the lepers. I want to be raising the dead. That's what he told us to do. Now, so far to this point, I've only seen one raised from the dead. I know that's a lack of faith on my part. Only one. He'd only been dead less than a half hour. But only one raised from the dead.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow. These teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.